Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, the 10th of August 2009. The Israeli Air Force bombs a tunnel area in Gaza as its Navy fires shells at Palestinian fishing boats. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli Air Force shelled the tunnels area in Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, targeting a tunnel in the area, while the Israeli Navy shelled areas across the Gaza coast. A spokesperson of the Israeli Navy stated that Navy boats fired warning shots at Palestinian fishermen and claimed that they entered a restricted area. On Sunday evening, the Israeli Navy shelled Palestinian fishing boats northwest of Gaza. No injuries were reported in both attacks. The Israeli army said the strikes were in response to homemade projectiles fired from Gaza. There was one homemade projectile fired toward Israel from Gaza the day before, and none for the past several weeks. However, on Sunday evening, Palestinians fired several mortar shells toward Israeli soldiers at the Erez border crossing at the northern end of Gaza, according to both Israel's military and two armed groups. No injuries were reported. The cross-border violence followed weeks of relative calm. Hamas authorities in Gaza have seriously tried to uphold the unilateral ceasefire it declared last winter by subduing Palestinian armed groups in Gaza. Part of a main road in the Silwan area in East Jerusalem collapsed on Monday, allegedly due to underground Israeli excavations, a local civic activist that witnessed the incident told local media. In the area, the Israeli-controlled Jerusalem municipality is digging a tunnel that is heading towards the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Old City. Around 2 months ago, a similar collapse was reported in the Ad-Daraj neighborhood in Silwan. Also in East Jerusalem, a group of extremist settlers led by two right-wing members of Knesset broke into the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, where just last week two families were evicted from their homes by Israeli police. Nearly 30 settlers broke into a protest stand in the area and attacked the protesters with batons, stones, chairs and empty bottles. The Israeli police kidnapped two residents of Sheikh Jarrah, while several other residents were injured by the settlers. The settlers also sprayed a number of residents with gas and threatened to shoot them with live rounds. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Catherine Orwell.